Hi there, Austin. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Lulu wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wanted me to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is an established business, she did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Just
Good.
got the kids off the daycare and about to hit the gym.
Nice. Nice. That sounds like a good plan. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. Lulu is recommending Summers Roofing for this particular listing. It is our job to fill the position, and I think looking at her notes here, you'd be an excellent fit for it. Now, she said 50 miles, you'd go a little bit further for the right job. Now, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And certainly, the farther away we go, the more we'd be focusing on those bigger jobs that would be more profitable for you. But closer to home, you'll do repair work too, right?
Yeah.
And is it just you? I mean, you have a couple guys helping you out. You can certainly get help when you need it, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I have, so I work, I mean, I'm independently owned and operated, and then I'll do, I have crews that I subcontract to
Gotcha.
for
Yeah.
most of the projects, like little repairs and stuff, I'll do myself. Unless I
Okay.
get too busy, then I got a guy
Right.
or two that'll run out and do repairs for me.
Perfect. Lulu says no website yet, though, right?
No, not yet. I working on just reestablishing, getting, all my ducks in a row, and then once I get
Yeah.
that, I can get Google certified and get my website up and running. And
Sounds like perfect timing because we do it all. We're a one-stop shop, comprehensive digital marketing firm. We do build websites for our clients that don't have one because our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's, of course, to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, you do qualify as an established business, so that means reduced pricing for you. It is a month-to-month service, and of course, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be paid Facebook ads as well, and a website. Now, with the established business rate, that actually saves you a little bit over 50% every month. It's a month-to-month service, but as long as you keep the service, of course, you'll always be an established business and qualify for reduced pricing. It brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads and then chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. With this, your potential customer will essentially be choosing you over the competition. Now, you use Google, you won't be the only company on that first page, and not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do will have seen your website first, so they'll know that you've got the experience. They'll know that you do what they're looking for. They can see before and after photos and things like that. Now, Lulu also put in the notes here that you had a question about, how many businesses can be on the first page, what happens when people want to be there and are willing to pay for it, things like that. So there's actually 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's 41 currently worldwide. We're one of those Google Premier partners. So when these positions become available for us within our company, we can only work with just one. We find that company. We, of course, create the content Google wants to see. And then, we only work with that one business. So Lulu says you're thinking this might be the paid ad section. Now, there's a difference between the paid ads and the local listing. We're actually talking here about the local map or the PAC result that pops up just below those sponsored ads. We can do sponsored ads. Of course, we'll Google partners, and we do Google ads for clients that would need them. if you were telling me that you regularly need to go 100 miles, or if none of your business is local, then we might be talking about doing Google paid ads as well. I'm trying to keep it affordable for you. And I think the platinum package with Facebook ads would be ideal for you at that $299. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for Summer's Roofing, that website and that Google listing and the first page placement?
It definitely, I think would help the business for sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you kind of said it's something that you've always known that you wanted, and it seems like the opportunity is presenting itself for you. I think you'd be a good fit. I mean, Lulu put in the notes you've been doing this since you were 16, so you've got a lot of experience in the industry, and the business itself has even been around for, you know, a good 6 years or something like that. So, you know, yeah, that's the kind of thing that translates well on a website, right? That's kind of what most people look for. They look for someone who knows what they're doing, someone who can take on more work and still do quality work. And we recognize that too, you know, that established business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Now, what I'm doing is I'm applying that promo code here. I'm going to include the website at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And that's because it's month to month. You know, we want you to see success right from the very beginning. In fact, our success comes from our client success, you know, keeping our clients on board for many months at a time. Like I said, with that 50% reduction in the cost, we wouldn't be breaking even on that first month. We wouldn't, of course, be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients keep the service because it works. Now, you'll actually be able to see how effective the service is, not just kind of judging by how many phone calls you get. You'll have a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. Now, most of the time, Austin, you'll simply get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. Residential clients will simply pick up the phone and call your number directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also have a contact form so they can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away who's trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I mean, it all sounds pretty lucrative. Something that, you know, I probably, honestly, has been the only really thing holding me back is getting established on you know, the World Wide Web and
right,
doing that avenue.
Yeah. I mean, you're a young guy. Lulu says you're turning 30, or you are 30. I mean, I think it's been about 30 years since we stopped using the Yellow Pages. But, I mean, 30 years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago, all we really had was the phone book. You know, and it was listed alphabetically. We'd flip alphabetically to the service that we needed, and most of us just started calling from the beginning of the alphabet, or we called the guy that had a full-page ad. And, you know, that's why so many years ago there were all of these AA this or AAA that businesses that put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, and they got more phone calls. Part of that works the same way. I mean, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, is available and has a fair price. That's the guy we hire. Only we don't do our search through the Yellow Pages anymore. We do it on our smartphone, or we do it on our computer. And, of course, Google doesn't list alphabetically. They look for relevant content. So it would be our job to create that content, whether it is something like Facebook or Yelp, something most people have heard of, or if it's Opendi, Point.com, TelNav, any of the directories that really no one's ever heard of. We don't create that content for your customers to see. We create that for Google and Bing to see. And all of it's like a website. It talks about your company, talks about your services, your service area, kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you'd be able to provide those services. And that's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors. Now, the other thing that I noticed here was Angie leads. I mean, Lulu attached it. I think she found it when she was looking for a website for you. Are you using that service? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I just started with them.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Ah, I got it. I was about to ask if you've gotten leads or followed up with leads or if you had a chance to see if that service is working for you. It's a very different service. I mean, their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. And, of course, it's a shared lead system, so the lead that you get will get sent out to a few of your competitors. It's a well-made service, and it does not conflict at all with something like this. But what I would tell you is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same. The only thing that really varies is how many of your competitors get the same lead and, of course, how much each lead costs. But most of my clients, in fact, I would say most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for leads and try to chase those leads down. So a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they're able to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often. Some of my clients do cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. This puts the power of Google to work directly for you and kind of cuts out the middleman, gets your phone ringing. Now, when we do get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, Austin, is this the business number, the 208-908-3536?
Yeah, it's essentially my business. I run through everything through this number.
Perfect. Yeah. Like I said, the calls come directly to you unless someone is filling out your contact form. Oh, I was about to say that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on your website and people would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it'd still be attached to that contact form. Austin, what is a good email address either for you or for the business?
SummersRoofing18@gmail.com.
You said 18, right? 1-8?
Yeah.
SummersRoofing18@gmail.com. And then Lulu never did get your last name.
Summers.
Summers, yeah. I never do want to assume, but it does make sense, of course, with that being the business name. The other thing that I did want to just ask, because the Angie's has a physical address, 246 West Waukesha, but I mean, the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. That address is not like a showroom or brick-and-mortar location that your customers would go to?
No, that's my personal house, so it's like
it
it's kind of,
okay.
You know, because typically they want you to have an address for
on
business,
the
however.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of in general, I feel like, so it's like,
well,
being
Google,
a family-run business,
right. Google's a little bit different. I mean, because you know, if Google puts an address on there, they list it so people could go there. But if it's a home address, they wouldn't want to list your address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Google, though, fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck, you know. So they won't list any physical street address. You'd actually only be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and of course not that physical street address. But we can get you found, like I said, whether it's 50 miles, 75 miles, even 100 miles. We'll talk to you in detail about all the different places you want to go. Of course, talk to you about your services and service area. We'll also have a more in-depth conversation. We call it our client interview. One of our technicians will want to know like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the only other thing that I'd be required to do, and it is because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're actually going to waive the setup fee and include a website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Summers, is recorded, but you can stop me, Austin, at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's something I would kind of go over with my wife after we, you know, if you could send me that through that email, any kind of literature that I could educate myself and my wife on, kind of the layout of how everything works, what your guys' services entail, then I can go over it with her and then give you guys a call back. But other than that, it all sounds right where I want to be, so.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think your wife would think about all this? I mean, it sounds like something that you definitely want. You just want to make sure that she's on the same page, right?
Yeah, it's just running. You know, I got to run things by her, so.
Sure, of course. But I get
I'm
that.
I'm sure everything would be, good to go. It's just,
when
we mix together.
When would you be able to speak with her? Or when would she be able to look at the email?
Probably this evening.
Okay. I'll get that email out to you. It will have a little bit more information. I mean, I know we already talked about a lot. I don't expect you to remember everything. It'll have the things we talked about. There will be a link to the pricing page on there so you can see the exact package that you'd be getting there. And then, of course, the details of the pricing and even an example of what your website would look like. This is just one of our clients who's been using the service a long time and has given us permission to use his website as an example here. But in your same industry,
okay.
Roofer. So I'll get that email out to you, and then we'll follow up with you maybe about the same time or even a little bit earlier tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. No, that sounds great.
All right, Austin. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Summers. I'll get that email right out to you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.